I'm good.
I'm good. Everything on your side of the world?
Lonely and boring.
What do you have, another 2 weeks? Week?
Yeah, about a week and a half.
Aw. Well, I got my hair cut yesterday. I think she went a little too short, but it'll grow.
You're fine.
It's never a good thing when you get a haircut, you leave there going, it'll grow.
So, okay, we have the ladies of Skirt SoFlo magazine. And let me say, there will be Lolly, Diane, and Pamela.
Oh, it's a party.
A party! So, yeah, let's get them on. I'm pretty excited about this.
Me too.
South Florida Leslie Mag. What? Yay! Well done.
How are you guys?
Happy everybody. Front and center. Okay. Who's who?
I'm Pamela.
This is Hi, Pamela.
I'm Laylee.
And I'm Diane.
Okay, ladies. Skirt Flow SoFo. I'm doing this. I need to know so much more about this because I'm first of all, I'm thrilled. I didn't know anything about this, just kind of stumbled onto it. And I was like, deep dive. Fantastic. Reach out, get them on. This is amazing. Because I was back in the day, like I was one of those ones that, you know, I lived kind of like out west. But man, it didn't faze me to make that trek downtown and pick up my She Mag, you know, like I go for it. Like I was all in. So I feel like that lovely feeling, people are going to get to experience that again.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Did you feel like something's missing? We're going to do this?
Yeah. It was, you know, Diane and I moved down here maybe close to 4 years ago. Pamela had lived here down in Miami-Dade and taught in Miami-Dade, and we met her when we moved down here. But when we moved down here, it was COVID. Nothing was going on, no one was seeing anybody. But still, like the women that we spoke to when we moved down here, they're kind of like, there's no women's community. It's kind of scattered, you know, it's like people do stuff in their homes and no one really connects with one another, you know?
Yeah.
And she and I had come from a very strong community newspaper sort of place in Washington, D.C. We had some really great papers, you know, they still exist.
Yeah.
So it was always like, we always knew what was going on in our community. And so we kind of kicked around the idea of, you know, starting a women's magazine, but because of the pandemic, we sort of shelved that idea for a couple of years. And then early last year, we revisited it and it just felt like the right time to do it.
Great. And what's everybody's background? Like, you like, I can do this, I can do that, I'll do this. Was it one of those kind of situations?
Well, I'll start with my background. I worked in technology and nonprofit for a long time. And so my current role, primarily in marketing and outreach, I help to spread the word about the magazine. I'm out in the community a lot. I work at the Pride Center. I run the women's program at the Pride Center at Equality Park. So I'm constantly out in the community. I'm meeting people. I also believe in what we do. So a lot of what I do is outreach and with my nonprofit background.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
So I'm the publisher and I come from a small business and legal background. So I grew up in small business and I had a small business before moving here. So it's just the day-to-day operations stuff is just, it's natural for me. So.
Did you have a question or not? No. Although I taught for a long time, I really think the strength for me is the fact that I was writing television and film scripts with a producer in Brazil. So that's my background. And I bring in to the part, the managing, editing of the content. So that's how, and I really wasn't here for the discussions about starting this magazine. This one called me and said, you're joining, right? You're getting involved, right? And it's like, okay. So that's how it started.
You guys are really well-rounded. I mean, you've just got it, everything covered. That's awesome. Like to kick that magazine off with you three in place with your backgrounds. That's amazing.
It's a tough job being in the women's community, writing a magazine, going to events and doing
brutal.
Someone's
got to do it.
Yeah.
Amazing, people that we write stories about. So that's probably the best, one of the best parts of doing this.
Yeah. And one other thing, we can't take credit for all of the content, because one thing that we do is we take submissions from the community. So if people have, you know, if people out there write, they do creative writing, they want to cover something, they want to do a book review or whatever, they can send it in. And oftentimes we'll publish it. Like if the three of us kind of, the decision-making process is, you know, always the three of us together. So we'll kind of, you know, review the stuff, and if we like it, we'll publish it, you know? So it's also their creativity and the talent out there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And it, you know, that kind of stuff like that keeps people engaged, you know, especially if they're the ones writing it. They're like, hey, right. Let me go get a magazine for all my friends. Look, I'm published.
It's absolutely.
True. No, great. I remember those days.
And it gives you like the voices of the people in the community reading.
Yeah.
Reading the magazine, it covers things that maybe areas you're not familiar with or aware is going on, and someone else might have something happening that people want to hear about. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
exactly. You can't be eyes and ears everywhere, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And, how about photography? Do you have like a roving photographer?
Yes,
we all take pictures. Everyone fancies themselves a photographer, so
right?
we do have Diane here is very big in the, I'll let you talk about the photographers actually.
Well, as Layli said, we have people out in the community going to events, and so it's a little easier now to capture those snapshots. We have Stella, and she does our Skirt on the Street spread. So we take a lot of the compilation of the photos that we get, and we put them together. So people see themselves in the magazine. And so between Stella, ourselves, we have Allie, who's another contributor. She's a great photographer. So we get that covered. And we also look for other photographers and writers. So it'd be really nice if we do get some really good photographers. So anybody out there, if you're into taking photos, contact us.
I'm just going to throw a name out there and then tell her to listen. Angie Sowers.
Okay, cool.
She used to be one of those people that, like, no matter where you went, she was at that event and she was snapping pictures,
awesome.
You know, whether it was for she or hotspots or, you know, whatever, she was just always there with the camera around her neck, a really good friend, real good buddy.
Awesome.
She works for JetBlue and does photography on the side. Yeah. So busy girl. But yeah, I think she would probably love to jump back in it because, you know, like everyone, there wasn't anything to do a couple of years ago, you know, so, so great. That's, I mean, it's so good for the community to have a hub, you know, and I like the fact that, like, even though here I am in London, I can digitally, like, I've already, like, signed up for the newsletter, like, I can go and read the whole magazine digitally, and then when I come to visit my parents and to visit JD, I can shoot down there and pick it up on the drive. It's just what we want. So
awesome. Yeah.
Have you gotten a lot of feedback?
Thank you for being part of the family and taking our communications.
Internationally.
Global now.
Are you going to be here at the end of April?
Really?
April 27th, we're having our launch party at Hunter's.
I saw that. I get in on the 30th. I know. And here I was looking at this issue and going through the events, and I'm like, God, Jesus, there's nothing going on while I'm there. And then come May, when I'm gone, there's like, oh, there's some things in May. And I'm like, I'm missing everything. I'm missing Pride this upcoming weekend, right? Are you guys going to be at these Pride Fests that are coming up? Like, especially.
We were just looking into signing up for Stonewall Pride. We're going to be in Palm Beach Pride this weekend, Miami Beach Pride in April. Oh. Yeah. And then the next one is going to be Stonewall in June.
I'll see you guys there because I'm playing at 4 o'clock with my band. So I'll
give you a
shout out. Yeah. At Palm Beach Pride.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay, Saturday, right?
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday.
Okay, no rain. Pray for no rain.
I know.
I just saw that. Do you have a booth on Saturday?
We have a table. We have like just one of the standard tables under a tent.
Okay, great.
You know, hopefully we don't have to walk through, you know, just a pile of mud to get to the table, but
yes.
This is the first year it's rained in I don't know how many years. Because I usually...
Come on. It's like, it's South Florida. It'll rain for 15, 20 minutes. It'll stop. Right. You know, everything will dry out. Everything will be humid and muggy. It'll be great.
Unlike where you are, it doesn't rain, right? Yeah.
Oh, listen, I've been so lucky this week because last week was brutal. But, you know, I'm about 10 miles south of the city of London, the city center. And you would be amazed at the difference in weather, just those 10 miles. Like, yeah, it definitely rains a lot in London. It's a little dreary, it's a little foggy. You know, where I am, I can't really complain. I can't say that it rains a lot. It really, you know, like in my opinion, just enough to keep my garden green.
I have a little gloom.
Yeah, I know. My wife loves a gloomy gray afternoon, cup of tea and a book and a blanket. And I'm like, I get a little stir crazy, you know.
Gorgeous here today.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. we had sun for about an hour today, and then it just got overcast. But it didn't rain. That's the important thing. That's the important thing. I even opened my windows, like let some fresh air in, because it still feels wintry here, but not in a way, if that makes any sense. You know, like the nights are in the 30s, and the days are kind of creeping up into the 60s. You know, and I'm like, God, that's such a huge difference. I go to bed freezing and I wake up and I go, oh, it's really nice out today. But yeah, good sleeping weather, I call that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Open those windows. It's amazing. So you're going to be at Pride this weekend. You are going to be at all the events coming up. And you said you work at the Pride Center, so you're familiar with Mr. Boo.
Yes, great person to work for.
He's like this giant gay teddy bear, you know. I just love
him. And you just want to squeeze the cheeks. He's a great leader. He and Christopher Fagenbusch, the COO, amazing supporters of the women's program. It's a lot of fun working for them. They're really, really wanting to bring everyone to the center. And so it's been a lot of fun creating events. Skirt SoFlo has sponsored a couple of those events. They're sponsoring another one of our events that are coming up. So it's been a really, really great partnership.
Oh, it's so good to hear. Like, I think we were talking about this yesterday, JD, like how badly I missed the days gone by of the old South Florida GLCC, which is long before you guys got there, but
yeah.
But what they've created in this new space is nothing short of incredible. You know, everything is just so well thought out. You know, all the programs, the event spaces, you know, the area, and the senior living, that big, huge, gorgeous building, like incredible. Those are things like we couldn't have imagined sitting in the gymnasium of the old GLCC.
Right? You know? Yeah.
Like, wow, how far it's come. It's incredible. So what do you think after your time being in the community in this launch and everything, what do you think is missing? Because I feel like there's a lot that could be done. There's like sporting things and, you know, rap groups, like, you know, conversation and coffee groups for the ladies and all that kind of stuff. Like, are you guys feeling that, like, ready to fill all these holes, or what do you think?
Hannah's been here the longest.
She's from here. So,
wow. Yeah, exactly. Like, what's your spin on it?
Well, it's better than it was just a few years ago. And I don't mean because of COVID.
Right.
I think that more activity at the Pride Center and I, you know, accolades to Diane here because she's really stepped up. But, you know, the women's bars are gone.
Right.
So, and also, even though there are sporting things, it's usually we get the 20, 30-year-olds, and then, like, if you're 40 to 60, maybe there's something for you, maybe there isn't. And then if you're over 60, 70, 75, then there's usually just a few groups that you can meet with. It's, you know, outside of tea dances and stuff like that, that still exists. It's not like you can gather easily. It's right. You really have to search for the organization or the event or whatever to gather. And if you're not drinking, that's even more of a problem.
It's
like ubiquitous. No matter where you go, there's going to be that element to deal with as well. So it's a little tricky. And I do know women get frustrated with it.
That's a good point.
It's better. So let's see where we go in the next year.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about that also, Denise, when we were saying.
Yeah, we were launching like a 5-part series on just that topic, like globally, when you're over 40 and maybe you're divorced or, you know, starting over, there's a new chapter, you know, and you want that socialization without the bars and dating apps. Like, what do you do when those two things are off the table? And maybe you're not sporty. What if you're disabled? You know, there's a lot to consider. So I have this friend who's in Spain, but she's also lived in Australia, South Africa, Ireland, England, Florida. And she's made so many different connections. And she's finding that there's a lot of people in that same boat, in that same category, that are looking for things. Some are sporty, like they want to play pickleball now, or they, you know, they want to, you know, get in on that. But others want a book club or, you know, like a little coffee club or the one, you know, the typical lesbian stuff. I don't want to say a drumming circle, but you know,
go ahead and say it. Just say it.
You
go ahead.
Yeah.
But you know what though, I think you make an interesting point, because one of the questions that we get all the time from women and men, but a lot of men, is, you know, what do women want to do? Like, how do you get them out? You know, you always hear, you know, we don't ever see the women. They come out 1 week, they don't come out another week.
Right.
And I think that's exactly right. What you guys are hitting the nail on the head. It's kind of like you really can't define it. One week they want this, 1 week they want something else. That's the nature of women. They won't do this thing that the guys do where they go to the same bar, same night of the week. You know, we might do that when we're in our 20s, but we don't do that when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s.
Right. It's so true. It's so, so true. You know, I think, JD, when, do you remember, I guess it was like a couple of years ago when there was this big push for being online and doing live music because people couldn't come to venues, right?
Yeah.
So there is a want and a need to go listen to live music. And there's so many event spaces to be able to do that. But like we always say, there was such a backlog after COVID, you know, that it's hard to get a booking because people are, you know, making up for all the cancellations and, you know, like, okay, now we can have you back kind of thing. So it's hard to get a booking, but yeah, I think, you know, just going out and listening to live music, and it doesn't have to be in a bar, you know, it could be an acoustic set in the park, you know? So, yeah.
Like the not too far from the drumming circle idea, a coffee house idea. I miss the idea of a coffee house because remember Les Beans we used to
oh my god we had such a good time up in Lake Worth
just people played there and they had a different artist every weekend and they had coffee and tea and different desserts and stuff and it was like just a really great gathering place but there's nothing like that anymore
because it had that nice relaxed living room feel to
And the artist played I like to say Nashville style because you played for tips like they do in Nashville. Everyone that went there knew that. So they were generous and they knew that like every break they had this big coffee cup and people put the, you know, tips in the coffee cup. But, you know, it wasn't anything to be like to feel badly about as the artist because it was like a family, like you were coming to play and it was just fun. It was just a great place.
It was really, really cool. Like that was the really good atmosphere, you know, right size, right space, good parking, like all those things that you got to check.
Good parking.
That's it.
We have good parking at the Pride Center.
That's one of the main things.
It's funny because Diane and I were having this conversation just a couple of days ago about how it would be so cool to have like just kind of like a loungy place on the drive, not like a bar where you're, you know, just like a place to hang out. Hangout place, you know, get a nice cocktail, get a coffee, get whatever, and just be able to have conversation, you know?
I mean, that's really one of those things because, you know, like I guess here in London, there are gay bookstores, you know, and they always have that extra space for spoken words, author readings, you know, things like that, that I think is another missed opportunity there for, you know, something of that nature. Like I remember a long, long, long time ago, really dating myself here. The Pride Factory isn't where it is now. It was way down right on South Federal Highway. And they had a gorgeous event space. And it was great because they let us do spoken word there once a month, and it was a really good turnout. Never a bad turnout. It was just one of those things. You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember back then?
Me? Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I played there. Yeah. I used to play at the Pride Factory, and then they used to have a guy that was doing readings, like a psychic kind of thing, like tarot card readings.
It was super cool and eclectic. You never knew what to expect. Okay. Yeah, that's what I liked about it.
We have our events calendar that we have online and in the print edition. That's one of the things that I feel like with the magazine that we are trying to help put together a place for all the events that are happening. Because while there may be a little bit of a gap or some things missing in the community, a couple weekends ago, I feel like there were so many events going on that we had to pick and choose what we wanted to go to. And it was great. It was great to be able to do that. So we try with the print magazine to list and highlight some of the events, some of the many events, and then online as well. So while it may feel like there's a gap, there have been weekends that I know that we've had to choose which events we want to go to both professionally and personally. And tomorrow night we're going to the Lesbian Thespians. Laylee's a stage manager for that, and that's going to be a great event. And so I think there are weekends where there's a lot to do for women.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
picking up for sure.
Yeah,
it is. It is, and theater is like a great, you know, a great thing. And JD, I constantly am in awe when you tell me I'm playing at the Kravitz Center for the opening of Tina, the musical. So like little local places do that too. You know, like little local theaters have an hour before the show starts or whatever, have some live music, an acoustic set or something. It's just get people there a little bit early and settled before the doors open. And they get entertained, you know. It's like, these are great things. And I love the fact that you can, before I actually moved here, of course, I was like a maniac, you know, online looking at things and how do they do things and what's going on and how does it work over here and blah, blah, blah. And I, there was a website called Planet London. It's no longer happening, but I ended up being really good friends with the creator of it. And one of the best parts of it was their continually updated calendar of events. Like there was just like you would go on and just be like, oh, wow. Like, okay, let's pick and choose. There's an art show here. There's a play here. There's an author's reading here. There was so much stuff going on all the time, but it was in this, you know, great play, like great spot. Like you always knew where to go to look for the event. So that's probably going to end up being critical, you know, as things start, you know, creeping up, because I noticed like all of a sudden I don't recognize a lot of the places on the drive because they're new, you know. Like I didn't know of the Well. What? The Well on Wilton. What is that? Like, that's new. What was that before? And then I started scratching my head. I'm like, oh yeah, wait, I know where it is. Yeah. But yeah, like everything's kind of rebranding and up in their game a little bit. And that's a really good, it sets you up for like some really good, you know, things, you know, in involvement, engagement, getting people interested again, and going out. And, you know, even if you don't drink, I mean, you can still go for the atmosphere and, you know, but if you're on, if you're, you know, if you want the quiet, you know, there's spaces for that as well. You know, it's just, there's a lot going on, but thankfully you can kind of coalesce everything, you know, in one spot and drive people to that spot to plan. And this way they can make their plans and show up. Like the thing I can't stand is like over here, everything's ticketed. And then you're so committed because, you know, you've either registered or paid for a ticket, and then you feel like you can't back out. But I totally understand that, but that's like really big over here. Whereas you can kind of just saunter in any place over there, can't you? You don't have to like
for now.
It's coming. Do you guys tell me about your future plans? Do you feel like you're gonna branch into anything like your own events or cruises or resort stays or things like that, or keeping it strictly like, let's just get the magazine up and going?
Well, no cruises.
Yeah, we don't do cruises. Events.
This one event, the event planning is very stressful. I'm learning with this whole party. So it's not, I don't think it's any one of our bags.
We're not hosting events.
No. We are very, very committed to the magazine and getting it established. I mean, we're based in Wilton, but we very much want to get it established in the Tri-County area. There, we do have some plans down the road in the near future, which we can whisper to you after the camera goes off, but you'll be the first to know.
I was just going to say, it's okay, because we can bring you guys on a rotating basis, you know? Give us a 10-day, a 10-day advance, and when you got something coming, we'll get to show the word out. Yeah. When you have these things. Yeah. Because it's really, I don't know. Like I'm so happy. Like I can't tell you how happy it made me when I saw this, you know. I love when something's new and fresh too. So like, oh, it's a new beginning.
Yeah.
New era. Back to like.
Yes. I missed that.
Nothing better than flipping through a fresh inky smelling magazine when it comes. Yes.
It's we've gone back and forth about that, about the whole print thing.
Oh yeah, because of generations. Usually what we found is people who were in their 20s, if you say to them, yeah, you've got a print, is it online?
Yeah.
Is it digital? Right.
Be invested in all of that.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I understand, which is nice because it is, and no matter where you are, like you said initially, you can find it.
Yeah.
I took copies to the west side of Florida about a week ago with some friends who were going to pass it out over there. And it's kind of nice because even if they're introduced to it and they don't get it right away or they can't come over to the east side, it's there.
It's there, so right.
It's a great idea. And I was going to mention also, you mentioned the events stuff. I think what I've did in formal surveys with people, that's probably one of the biggest categories of things that they liked about the magazine is it does have two pages, you know, of events of yeah. what's going on.
Yeah.
So many people would walk around in a daze, like, oh, what am I going to do this weekend?
Yeah.
And now you've got that in front of you to make it all easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's like 2 months. Like you can totally plan in advance, a little bit in April, a little bit in May. You know, like I really, really think, you know, that's a lesbian thing. We like to plan. We like to know. We don't want things sprung on us. You
right.
know? So
totally.
I love it. Yeah. It's not a bad thing.
Those darn lesbian planners.
I know. Parking and planning.
That's right.
Parking and planning. Oh my God. Are you from LA originally? I have a friend in LA that's all they complain about is parking and planning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I did that cartoon called Nobody Parks in LA. Like it was literally a script.
They do park. The problem is they park on the highway. They're always like, the first time I went to Los Angeles, I was like, I heard about the traffic, but then when I was sitting in bumper to bumper traffic on a Sunday and it wasn't moving, it wasn't creeping, it wasn't moving at all. I'm like, we're sitting in a parking lot.
Yep. It's brutal. And then when you do want to go out, the closest paid for parking lot is like 4 miles from where you need to be. And you, by the time you've walked to the thing, you're sweating, you know, and then you got to go feed the meter in an hour and do that same walk again. It's brutal. And they're, you know, never street parking. It's unbelievable. So that is the one thing I think in our favor is that most places that you're going to go, you can find parking. You know, that's like the beauty of South Florida. It's like fantastic. I'm super, super happy about this and excited. Your launch party is at Hunter's.
Yes.
Correct.
April 27th, 6 to 9 p.m.
6 to 9, and it's a Saturday.
Yep. JD, we want to see you there.
I'll bring some people. I'll bring girls.
Bring your people.
There's plenty of parking, you know. There's plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking there. So true.
They do have parking there. You're right. Yes. Yeah.
Is it still in the plaza where Georgie's is? And
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And they were so, I have to say this, they were so incredible when we approached them with it because, you know, there's some places it's like, you know, some women feel like they're, you know, on the drive, they feel like, okay, well, I don't really know if I'm welcome there or not.
Right.
We saw Mark Hunter at a chamber event a couple of months ago and we approached him with the idea and he was so incredible. He was like, absolutely anything you want, you know, connected us with the events guy and they've been nothing but amazing.
See, I always say? Like unity in the community, you know what I mean? Because
absolutely.
I do think sometimes people have it in their heads, like that's a boy space, that's a girl space, that's a boy space, that's a girl space. But you know what? If I want tacos, I'm going to go to Tulio's and I don't care if it's boys or girls or whatever. It's about the food, you know?
Yeah.
About the event. So it's fantastic that they're so... you know, they were so welcoming and warm, you know, and helpful because there's not a lot of places that can handle a big group now. You know, that's a good spot.
True. That's
a good spot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. Great, good stuff, man. This is really good. I'm so proud that we're having you guys on and we're like getting the word out because people need to know about it. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Back, baby. So what else? Like, what do you, your focus is strictly magazine, and you're encouraging, you know, people to, how can they send in an article? Like, if they wanted to write about something, would they just send it off to where?
They send it to, I want to say, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's contribute@skirtsoflow.com. All of our information is on the inside cover of every magazine. So people who want to contribute, people who want to advertise, or if they want general information, all of the information is there. The website is there. The social media handles are there. The phone number is there. So that's where they can find all of our information. And it's also on our social media pages. So info@skirtsoflow.com will get you where you need to go. Because it's, you know, we're a small operation, so you won't be missed, you know?
I feel like you're going to get a lot bigger. Like, I feel like we're doing this on the ground floor, and it's just going to get a lot bigger.
From your lips to God's ears. Here we go. Let's do this. You need to move back home.
I would seriously. Oh my God. I would elbow my way right in on that.
I can tell. Right?
I mean, everything. We'll branch out in every way.
Awesome. You guys become a huge publication. You got to come back. So we're on the ground floor now while there's just starting out.
That's what I mean. Like, anytime there's something, you know, big that we need to get the word out about, like I said, just give, you know, drop us a message or something and we'll make it work. Who has the lovely task of writing the editor's note?
We just did our third issue. Our third issue just got delivered today. And so the first month, we had a picture of all three of us, but I did the writing. The second month, Pamela did it. And this month, our favorite marketing person.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that.
Joy. Nice. Right?
It's a spreading the responsibility, because I remember I used to have long chats with Tina from She Magazine, and we would just laugh. Like, she's like, there's nothing else to say. Like, after 15 years, old, I don't know what to say. Denise, tell me what to say. And we would just like crack up about, like, it was like, she was like, it's the heaviest thing I do all month.
Wow.
I want the right words. I want to select the right things. I don't want to offend anybody. I want to get a message out, and I want it to be thoughtful. I want it to be meaningful. I want this one to be snarky. And we would just crack up at the weight of the editor's note. So that is lovely that if you can keep that going and share the responsibility of that, that's going to be a weight off of one single person's shoulder.
That actually might be fun to maybe write a mean editor's note one month, just totally bitchy, like editor's note. I think that might be kind of funny.
A little snap.
Our editor isn't laughing. Our editor is spicy. Not laughing.
I'm literally thinking about that one.
It doesn't have to be mean, like spicy.
Snarky.
Yeah, spicy works. It's been time to
explore. Of course, spicy might work. I'm not sure yet.
So lovely, so nice. Like, I don't want to do that. That's funny.
It's like Mickey, who writes our horoscopes for us. Every month it's different.
Yeah,
every month it's like, she, you know, the first one was like really dirty because it was Valentine's Day. The second one was just, you know, she was looking back at, like, you know, historical figures for women's history. This month it's all about flowers. I don't know. Springtime. We're just letting her, you know, go with it. It's like, just go with it.
Oh, yeah. I like that she's finding inspiration all over the place. That's fantastic.
She's got a lot of inspiration, too.
She does. Great.
That's good. You got to have a woo-woo person doing that. Like, they're going to be a little, you got to expect it. They're going to be a little eccentric. It's what they do. This is so good. Do you guys, are you starting to feel the contributions come in? How do you discern what you're going to put in and what you're not? Is that hard? It's got to be hard, right?
Each one of us is going to answer that different. So I'll let Pamela go with this.
Oh, I'm glad for each one of you to answer it, because that's funny.
Usually what happens is I hear from Lily, that so-and-so has contacted her and this is what's happening. So then it gets passed on to me. That kind of becomes like, okay, where does that fit in?
Right.
Is it the quality that we're looking for? Because for me, I was going to say this earlier, the content of writing and maybe being a little bit more of a magazine that one does read, that one does flip through the pages and takes time mm-hmm. and not looks at the headline or the title of something, but, you know, gathers something from it, questions themselves, thinks about it, wants to, you know, respond somehow. That's yeah. what I'm hoping that we provoke those kinds of emotions in people. So it's a little tricky to, you know, filter, but mm-hmm. it does usually go through Lily, then it comes to me. So where would you put things?
I think that the pieces that we select, we want it to be, the quality is very, very important to all three of us. Mm-hmm. It may not be typical sort of clickbaity type of content. You know what I mean? It can't really be digested in small bites. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why we typically like a lengthier pieces a little bit. But I personally like pieces that challenge convention. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Maybe show you something that you didn't think
you know. You didn't know.
Yeah. You know, things like that. Those are the kind of pieces that really grab me. But again, I think anything can be interesting if done well.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
I'm involved a little bit more on the stories and ideas. And one of the things that I was discussing with Layli yesterday was a story idea. And I could tell Layli wasn't overwhelmed by my idea. So, you know, it's something for the three of us to talk about. So
right.
Involved a lot.
It happened, right?
Feedback on ideas. I'm also working on writing a piece next month. And so I know I told Pamela, I'm going to lean heavily into her to help with some of the editing and to help polish it. I'm speaking in my voice, but I think my style of writing is more business writing. So I'm hoping that I say what I really intend to say and then hand that over to the editor to polish it.
Oh, although wow. Diane over here writes an absolute like scorcher of a pickleball column on Facebook every month. She's obsessed with the sport.
Yeah.
Every week they expect her to have the pickleball column out like within like 10 minutes after the match is over.
It's always a hoot. It's always
hilarious.
It's always a hoot.
I can't write something unless it's funny. I just don't have it in me. So it's my
God. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna lay out a confession here. I'm gonna do a big super confession. I want to be the first female sports commentator exclusive to pickleball. Like I want
a
pickleball game. Okay. You know what I mean? You know, like the dickheads that sit on the side of the NBA that used to like be right there and talking into the microphone during the game. I want to do that with pickleball.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah,
totally. That's great. So do you report on the local weekly pickleball game or something? Like, are you like the reporter?
I play in a weekly round robin. So after this Saturday morning round robin, I often write about it. And there's some drama that happens. There's some some conflict that happens, but we all come together and we all love each other. But I love to write about it because it's all about the personalities and the things that happen off the court that make it a lot of fun.
And the scores.
the scores. I mean, yeah. I lost last week in the final, so I'm not writing about the scores. Scores don't matter.
You have that luxury to leave that out.
Right.
Exactly. Oh man, ladies, this is fantastic. We 100% support this idea and anything that you need from us, or you know, have a conversation with JD at Pride Fest, and
you guys.
Know, Yeah, keep us in the constant loop. This is absolutely amazing.
And please, next time when you come into town, let's get together. Let's go out and grab a drink and just talk.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We will definitely make it happen. Thank you, ladies, I know your time is so important. We'll keep in touch and we'll let everybody know that they can find the magazine at the website.
www.skirtsoflow.com.
There it is. Go check it out. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. See you Saturday. Okay. Thank you. Why do you
always run? Like, never stop chasing your dreams.
We drank way too much whiskey.
See?
And I confess, my addiction is you.